country and teach it and check.
Thank you.
You can come in.
Thank you. Also, I wanted to say, we hosted a presidential Department of Basic Education last year on access to education for persons with disabilities to look at the white paper on access to education for persons with disabilities. We were supposed to host that summit together with higher education. However, higher education requested that the summit be separated from there. We will host the summit together. That's another way of us being able to monitor, because it was a two-day summit and there were persons with disabilities who were raising their issues, and the fact that the white paper on access to education for persons with disabilities needs to be reviewed. And the challenges that have been raised, Chairperson, you are aware of them. We will be starting the evaluation of the schools, because there are 400 special schools. Earlier on, there was an issue about the special schools, and there are 800, what do they call it, fully inclusive schools that are supposed to be catering for persons with disabilities. However, when we go outside, we were in Lichtenberg at the beginning of this month, where we met with the disability sector. The complaints that they raise, so then it requires us to evaluate all these schools. So it's 1,200, and the department doesn't have capacity. I think the disability unit has about 12 or 14 people. So we'll be working with universities in order to be able to evaluate whether those schools are responsive or not, and also to be able to work with them with the higher education and both basic education to be able to address some of the challenges. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, DJ. I think, Uti, if you can just go revisit your strategic plan on what to just say. Your strategic plan and your ATP for 2021-2022. You said you are going to design the awareness raising for the awareness raising framework. That's what we said as a department. But also, what we want to know from you is, when are you going to start those campaigns? And if you can just finish us with that information, so that as honorable members, we can be able to send to everyone in the committee and other members in other control committees for their constituencies, so that they can invite communities in those awareness campaigns. I think that's what is important for us.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we still need more information on the entire process. I don't have a problem with recommending the ratification of the protocol, but my problem is that we still have not seen any reports which details the consultation that took place with the disability sector on this protocol. And we do not even know what the inputs were of the disability sector, as well as the inputs of the Presidential Working Group on Disability. Since this information was not on the presentation, maybe what we can do, Chairperson, is not to adopt the report today and wait for all the information that is still outstanding from the department. And also, maybe in our next meeting, the department can also give us more information on the National Disability Rights Coordinating Mechanism, because to me, still not clear how will this mechanism implement or ensure the proper implementation of the protocol. And also, I think the input from the disability sector organizations, it would have been great if the portfolio committee took those inputs into consideration as well, because if we don't consider the inputs, we don't know what the inputs were, then I don't think we're doing justice to the organizations that took their time to submit to the department. Thank you.
But what we can do, if Didi, you can send those documents. I'm listening. It's a summarized one. I think it's a summarized, the summarized version, ne? We don't need the raw material. We want the summarized one. IDG, hopefully your department does have that information. If they can be submitted to the portfolio committee, and then next week we finalize this report. Is that fair?
It's okay, Chairperson. We will be able to submit all the required documents.
Okay, and maybe we can also invite that commission that you were talking about, ATG. Although you did explain the phases that they presented to the portfolio committee, but I think it's also proper that we invite them to the portfolio committee next week. Even the presidential working group on disability, we can, I'm talking about the South African Law Reform Commission, that you can invite it to next week, and the presidential working group, we can invite them next week, so that we deal with these matters and finalize them next week today, once and for all. Is that fair, Honourable Members? Can I get
you? Yes, sir.
Babu Novo?
Yes, Chef.
Okay.
That is fine.
Okay. Okay. I think we have done what we're supposed to do before we adopt our reports. So next week we'll be inviting them. Nelisa, Kashifa, you need to make sure that you invite them. And who else, Kashifa, that you need to invite next week?
You connect to the South African Law Reform Commission, as well as the Presidential Working Group on Disability. Unless members feel there's any other organisation that they'd want input in, but I think the summarised report on the consultations would give members an idea of what the input the department received nationally.
Can you also invite disabled organisation? What is that name? South African Disabled Watch?
There's the South African Disability Alliance, there's the Disabled People South Africa, and there's the Disabled Children Action Group. There are quite a few national organisations. But maybe we can liaise.
Wait them for the next week meeting.
Yes, you best. I'll liaise with Melissa.
Okay. Ms. Yvette?
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you also for allowing Dirk to come and present to you. I just want to emphasize one aspect that I think needs to be highlighted. We are dealing with two spheres of obligations in this whole process, and it is correct that international agreements become law in South Africa when it's enacted into our national legislation. Now, the reason why I raised the issue of the lapse between what we do when we ratify and when we enact was simply because Cabinet is seized with that matter, and we have been tasked to report to Cabinet twice a year. And I also want to profusely apologize to the DG. I did not mean that the department is struggling because of its own doing. It is just that this is such a difficult field, and as you have mentioned in your discussion, is that it cuts all sectors that are involved, education, health, justice, you name it. And it is indeed a very difficult task to coordinate all of the role players to prepare the report. And so I just wanted to say, and I also want to just finally say, that we are very, we are supportive of the ratification, and the only intention that we had this morning was just to highlight that there is that difficulty of us becoming, South Africa becoming party to protocols, international agreements, and not fully have the ability to implement them because we do not have all the necessary legislation. But thank you so much for this opportunity, and I wish you well in your deliberations. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much, Ms. Yvette. Any other hands? Bonnie?
Morning, Chair.
Yes, Bonnie, how are you?
I'm good, Chair. I don't with the last input that has been made. I think I'm okay with everything, Chair. And then preparing for the meeting for next week.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, honorable members, and thank you very much, DG and Ms. Yvette, and Puti, thank you very much. Yeah, you are hitting the road running now. The only challenge is that you did not open your camera. So we are not sure, DG, Puti, whether she's appropriately representing the department, or she's somewhere else.
Well, I'm ready.
No, not at all. I'm getting ready for the bus, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. You can be excused. And Alfred, thank you very much. You are excused. See you next week.
Thanks.
Next week.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you very much, DG.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. We can, honorable members can remain there so that we finalize our business. Let's go, what is the next item? Is the minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many sets of minutes, Nelly?
Well, 7 sets of minutes.
Continue with our business. Yes, the minutes of the 6th February 2022. Briefing by the Commission for Gender Equality on the following report. Commission for Gender Equality report on elections and gender mainstreaming. Research report of the Commission for Gender Equality. Report of the Commission for Gender Equality on Government Emergency Response Action. action plan, ERA. And then it's briefing by the South African Human Rights Commission on the report of on Northwest provincial investigative hearings into the lack of safety and security measures in schools for children with disabilities in South Africa. I think here are the minutes, honourable members. But before the minutes, honourable members, I'm sure Nelisa, it is proper, or Kashifa, it is proper to update the committee on the planned oversight on what is in progress and whether we're still going or not. Because I were informed that on that week, next week, we'll be having a sitting, two sittings, if I'm not mistaken, or it's 1 day or 2 days, I'm not sure. But next week, there'll be sittings. Ashifa?
Yes, you personally will be able to give members an update in terms of the correspondence received from our chief business office. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We've received, all committees have received a memo from House Chairperson indicating that next week has been changed in terms of the parliamentary program to committees, because on the 3rd and 31, there will be a sitting and members are required to be there. The one is on the 30th, which is, I have to check the program, Chair. I know that the 31st is questions to the Deputy President, but the other one, I think it's motion of no confidence to the President and Cabinet. So members are required to be there. That which has been changed to committees. Committees will be allowed to sit to have their business in the morning from 9 until 1, and then at 2 until late, it will be dinner. That's the reason why that... all committees will not be allowed to attend or to visit the oversight as planned. Thank you.
And then that is the report, honourable members. But we said we'll have to look at the parliament program and then parliament program, and then see on how then do we fit in. Our oversight visit again, so that we make sure that we do our oversight, honourable members. I think what I have touched upon Nelisa also is we are going to look at prioritised disabled issues as the portfolio committee, and I said they must also look at. Studies, because we are going to have that bill very soon. Whether we do a study tour on disabled people and the young people, additionally. So they must look at countries where we, as the portfolio committee, can and go and do a study visit on the two. Issues of disabled people and the youth. I'm not sure by now if whether Kashifa and Tazim have done any research regarding those matters, because as I thought I tasked Nelisa to do and also inform you regarding to that. Nelisa, can you update us? Expense one should be over, season one should you should be looking at one African country, whether it's West Africa or East or South, Southern Africa. But we need to look at that. So how far are you? Nellis and Gashif. Can you respond?
Chairperson, thank you. It's the first time I hear of Chairperson's request, but between myself and Tasim will definitely look at you're saying an African country and another country with matters pertaining to disability. So are you
asking... regarding issues of disabled people. I think that that one should be, as a portfolio committee, we should prioritize issues of disabled people. Since we are going to deal with that bill, ne? Of disabled people, but also the second one, no, I was saying to Nelly, so it's the young people. As a country, we have high rate of unemployment. So you need to look at other countries who are performing very well in terms of programs and issues of young people.
Thank you, Shakira. Can we just get a timeline in terms of when you envisage this?
You and Nelis need to discuss this thing because I don't know why she didn't tell you. Just discuss as staff. Because by now she should have told you.
Sure, Walter. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah, and look at the program of Parliament where we have many days so that at least we can be able to travel as a portfolio committee. Is that in order?
Yes, Chair. Myself, Tasneem, and Nelisa will discuss, and then we'll hear from Nelisa and about the program. But in term two, we deal with all the budgets, and then the mini plenaries around that. So we'll just need to look at for this year what's been prioritized in terms of when oversight would be allowed.
Yeah, I know that child is going to. They are going with, by the way. They are going in, I think next week or next of next week. The health is going, I know. So even our control committee must be prioritized. So let's go to the minutes. I take it that honourable members do have the minutes.
Sorry, do you have the
minutes? Honourable Pitty.
Apologies, Chair. I just want to just maybe have some clarity in regards to the oversight that was due to take place. So now that it is postponed, is there sort of a time period that we should plan to? Because I think it's important for us and just in terms of just organizing our schedules. Is it something that will happen perhaps a week after that, or do we know when it will take place? Just to get some clarity. Thank you.
Ashifa?
Chairperson, I'm going to ask Elisha, because from the correspondence we received from House Chief, there is no indication as to how your constituency time will change and in terms of requirements for term two, but maybe Elisha got an update. I'll hand over to her.
Thank you, Chair. So I was struggling to unmute. We have not received any time to, or schedule for the oversight. We're still waiting for an updated parliamentary program where maybe they will indicate when committees can conduct their oversight. Thank you, Chair.
So we're not even sure when is our constituency period now.
Yes, Chair.
Maybe Honourable Mpiti, the program will committee when they speak on Thursday. They will then discuss and give us a new program for parliament.
Thank you, Chair, because I think there was still just a bit of confusion as to whether we are continuing or not continuing. So I just wanted it to be clear that we are not having any oversight next week, and it's postponed up until there's a date going forward, of which we don't have right now.
Yeah. I think a programming committee, when they sit this week, they'll discuss when is our constituency period, and then we'll take it from there. As soon as we get a new program of parliament, we'll then revert back to that program to your oversight visits. Any other clarity from honourable members? Are you clear, Carol? Honourable Carol?
When I'm clear, sir.
Oh, okay.
I'm clear, chair. Come and get go away. We're okay, sir. I'm okay.
All right. Thank you very much, honourable members. Nelisa, if you get any information, please update us and send that information to honourable members. Because it's only a matter of changing dates.
Will do, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Here are the minutes. I'll give you 2 weeks. Tazim and Kashifa to look at our statutory issue.
Okay, Chief. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah. Are you okay, honourable members? I need to ask you also.
Yes, well,
thank you. Honourable Sheriff. Honourable Mpiti.
Cover Chair, thank you.
Ne right, ne? With the message, we'll look at issues of disabled and young people and youth.
Yes, Chair.
You are, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's get to the minute. How are your plans, Nelisa? Any clarification question or matters arising or correction in the minute? If there's none, can I get a hand for the honourable Masondo?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honourable members. I move that you adopt the minutes as to reflection what transpired in the last meeting.
Okay, can I get a second?
Honourable Togo, second.
Thank you very much, Honourable Nogo. The minutes of the 6th February, if I'm not mistaken. Are we looking to speak to the voting? It's 8, right? 9 or 6?
It's 8.
It's 8 February 2022 have been duly adopted. I know what all of us were fully participating in this meeting. Can I get another set of minutes? Minutes of the 15th of February 2022. Briefing by the Commission for Gender Equality on the following report, Commission report on progress report on the transformation in the public and private sectors. shelters in South Africa, 2021. Report of the Commission for Gender Equality on an investigation into choice of termination of pregnancy in South Africa, 2021. For any corrections, because you have received these minutes early. Any corrections, honorable members? Okay. So we are last Kamala. Meeting was the end. Any correction? Any omission? Can I get the hands for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Tomo?
Thanks, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Tomo. Honorable Tomo has moved for the adoption of the minutes of the as a true reflection. Honorable Mamsonti?
I'm seconded, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mamsonti, for the secondment of the minutes. The minutes of the 50th. Of February. Let me double check the date. It is like 15th of February. Yeah, 15th of February 2022 has been duly adopted. Thank you very much, honorable members.
Seven.
Why seven?
Because we have not been adopting, Chair.
I will let you walk in this business. Then the 2 February, any correction? Omission? I'm having a question, I know any. I'm being suffered as well.
Sorry, Chair, this kind of teacher man has been a small the attendance.
Okay, the pistol is next.
I can see a person, my apology, but I don't remember the date. I don't see the date.
Yeah, it's 22 February. Yeah, boy, if I get apology.
Thank you, Chair. Okay.
I just like to mean you were present in that meeting. Okay, can I get a move for the adoption of this minute? Of the 22nd February.
Chairperson, I move to adopt these minutes as a true reflection of the meeting.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheriff. Honorable Masondo?
I support the minutes, sir.
Second the minutes as a true reflection. the minutes of the 22nd February 2022 has been duly adopted. Let's get another set of minutes. So now Kadin is trying to kill all of you. You don't want to show your face. 23rd February 2022, the meeting was about CTE, and they were presenting a report on an investigation into the choice of termination of pregnancy in South Africa, or yes, a report of the... This is not what happened. It was a carry-over meeting.
Yes, Chair. And one, I think...
We prepared the report to the 23rd.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, and I could put a termination of pregnancy. We deferred it to the next meeting. And now it's lay M-A-E-R-A. Yeah, no, yeah, right. Okay. I'm back.
No, just a single call.
Honorable Sheriff,
on that 22nd February, it was my end of my suspension, so I didn't attend. But the following week, I was attended.
The following week, not the following day. The following day.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, the following week, on the following day, Tina, we have a meeting 8:23.
Oh.
Yeah. Honorable Sheriff?
Chair, I'm just looking at my notes. 22nd February, we did the order, dress committee, all of those. 23rd of February, we did the Termination of Pregnancy Act with the CGE, and we went through all the provinces, and then the 1st of March, we did the CGE quarterly report. So you're correct, Chair. The 23rd of February, we did the Termination of Pregnancy report because we deferred it.
Yeah, because there were many reports. Yeah, can I get a mover for the adoption of the report of the minutes of the 23rd February? So it was you, myself, Masiko, and Babu Ngobo. I'm Victor Nomasondo. Yes, it's a person. So it's only us who can adopt. Yeah. So, Honorable Sheriff was confirming that meeting of the 23rd that we're having the items that are there are correct. So, Honorable Sheriff, can you move for the adoption of this minute?
Of course, Chair, I move to adopt this minute as a reflection of the meeting.
Thank you very much. Honorable Masondo?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 23rd February 2022 have been adopted. Can we get the next set of minutes? Thank you. remember what we were having in location. There is an audit committee on the 1st. And can I get a vote for the adoption of this minute? Go up, no, Lisa. You remember, honourable members, we requested the commissioner to send us the document on the appeal that they've made regarding the audit finding, and I just received it now. Here is it, and I'm sure even yourself you're going to receive it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, Nani, I think you're going to receive it. Can I get a mover for the adoption of this minutes of the 1st March 2022?
Yes, Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the minutes as the true reflection of the meeting.
Thank you very much. Can I get a second?
I second, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Pony. The minutes of the 1st March 2022 have been duly adopted. Let's get another set of minutes. How far is the name? You want to spend the land money and discuss this in some way. Minutes of the YCC Jambil is still 15 March. Okay, it's fine. Are you guys?
Oh.
Are you guys? I was so big. I think I'm trying to jump in the water, but it's all off, you know what I mean?
Yes, please, check. Sorry.
Okay. Why is your phone like my name? Gotcha. I like it to use the A Ulo match. March 2022. And these ones are for last week. Yeah, on the 15th of March, it was a presentation by Viola Fizzles. It was a presentation by a petition by Honorable Sheriff regarding the Winene Kwetana Foundation, and that petition was presented by Honorable Sheriff, and we also invited Winene Foundation to make the presentation. So the petition was about the establishment of the National Council on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide, and responses by the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities number 2 was about a briefing by Department of Social Development on progress with regards to implementation of the National Strategic Plan on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide. And then the third one was the briefing by the Department of Health on the progress with regards to the implementation of ENSP on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide. We're all present. Yes, that was on the lighter note. We're all present. Let's get
it was very interesting.
Yeah,
it was very interesting, yes.
This was a very fruitful meeting. Thank you very much, Honorable Sheriff, for bringing that petition to the portfolio committee. Can I get a move up for the adoption of this minute?
I move a petition for the adoption.
Of the minute. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Honorable Mamsoti is moving for the adoption of the minutes of the 15th March 2022. Can I get a second?
Yeah, I second the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mpiti. Honorable Mpiti has moved for the secondment of the minutes of the 15th March 2022. The minutes of the 15th of March 2022 have been duly accepted. Let's get the last set of minutes, if I'm not mistaken. Nelly?
Yes, Chair.
Sipe, minutes 1-8, somewhere about 8, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we have 1 minute now.
Honorable members.
Thank you.
Well, keep in mind, can come out in it.
Help you on giving progress.
Okay. Here are the minutes of the 8th of March, 2022. The meeting was about a briefing by the Audit and Risk Committee on National Youth Development Agency on the second and third quarter reports. And the Bona, they presented the first quarter, which was not what was expected and required. And what we did, we said they must go, we'll invite them in the second term so that they come and present their second, third and fourth quarter report in our second term. But also there was an issue, Yerache was not part of the meeting, who sent a representative. And the chairperson has also informed me that her term of office will be lapsing, and she's not intending to renew a contract. And she has accepted an appointment to serve in the Audit and Risk Committee for Delco. So probably they will have to appoint a new Audit and Risk Committee to serve on for this term. So I think it's something that they have to move very fast to do it. Keep it out of the meeting. Let's try to move faster so that Inga's main keeper foot is and Matiko is not in the meeting. So can I get a move up for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of March 2022? Kashifa, I take it that it should be followed up by us. Needs to be sent to the NYCA and the department by yourself. And we need to get a report. And what we have sent to only Department of Higher Education, that we're going to invite them to our portfolio committee regarding the issues that were raised by us in that meeting. Which they were not ready to present, to respond to the committee. I'm sure, Kashifa, you know those issues that were raised. But also, what the minister was saying also, please write to them and look at the date and the day in the next term on when are we going to call them, to invite them.
Yes, Chair, when Lisa gets the indication from my house, Chair, about term two, we'll prioritize all the APPs and budgets, and then all the follow-up issues, we'll make sure that there's a meeting as per all these minutes about these matters. So just to recall with this particular minute, the agreement was that when the NYDA comes to do their fourth quarter report, the ARC will come and present all the issues for the financial year. Because they couldn't present at this meeting.
Yeah. Okay. the adoption of these minutes of the 18th of March 2022.
I move the adoption of the minutes as true reflection of transpired in the last meeting.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masondo. Can I get a second? There's no second.
Second, Honorable Songo.
Thank you very much, Honorable Songo, for the secondment of these minutes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Honorable. Honorable Masondo.
I seconded, Chairperson.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Honorable Sharif and Honorable Masondo for seconding this minutes. The minutes of the 8th of March 2022 are adopted. There's no other minutes, Mosne. Issues that to be followed up by us, please, Kashifa, Melissa, you need to do that in writing so that when they come to the portfolio committee, they are able to present the outstanding matters. Please Amy to them so that they can not come and claim they just got invitation late, like what the state law advisor was saying, which they got invitation late, but they got invitation actually very early by last Thursday. Thank you very much, honorable members. Any other matter? There's none, ne?
No, Chair.
Okay. Yeah, I think we have tried our level best, honourable members, to push those reports by IOSD from Parliament regarding letters that were sent by the Human Rights Commission and the CDE. Those investigations were done by us, but also issues that we said we are going to follow up on the Human Rights Commission report, please do the follow-up. Right? Do it in writing so that we can get a report on what that they have done. So that when we go for the oversight visit, at least we'll be having that report on hand, and we are going to be able to engage on those matters. But we have come to the end of our meeting, and thank you very much for your attendance. We'll see you at 2 o'clock in this meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, honorable members.